Zuch Secretary General Foster Dongozi tells Studio 7 if journalists are not allowed to vote early, many will be disenfranchised, as experience shows that many will be working outside their constituencies on election day. But journalists, Mr. Dongozi says, are citizens too and want to participate in democratic processes, including elections.
Sometimes we are deployed to different parts of the country where we are not registered as voters, and therefore that naturally means we are always bypassed by this process. And therefore this has made us begin processes of approaching Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to consider mechanisms of how journalists can also be allowed to vote before elections.
Dongozi said Zuch interactions with ZEC so far indicate that the commission is willing to listen to their concerns. Dongozi says early voting is not the only issue for journalists. Another issue includes journalistic registration. According to the country's electoral laws, only journalists accredited by the Zimbabwe Media Commission must also be accredited with ZEC in order to cover elections. Dongozi says Zuch believes this is not necessary.
Obviously, those are some of the things that emerge about overlapping powers and so on. I don't think this fascination or obsession with registering people is necessary if you are a journalist with a card that indicates that you are a journalist.
Even foreign journalists coming to cover elections in Zimbabwe must get Zimbabwe Media Commission accreditation before being accredited by the Electoral Commission, but says one cannot get accredited by ZEC if he or she has no ZMC accreditation. Zuch has approximately 1,000 members. Last year, ZMC said it accredited more than 500 journalists. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.